36, 66 degrees, cloudy Thursday morning here on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Steve Van Sluten is the National Executive Vice President for the UWUA. Steve, how are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. And you?
I'm doing very well. Tell us about your organization.
Well, we're the Utility Workers Union of America. We represent the working men and women in the utility industry, gas, water, and electric, throughout the country.
What is a working person?
Well, a working person is someone with a job. We represent office and professional people, call center, the linemen on the lines, the individuals that are putting the gas mains in the ground, making sure that the water, drinking water, is safe in all the water utilities around the country. Anyone that's working.
All right. From your perspective, tell me what the Blue-Green Alliance is.
The Blue-Green Alliance is an organization of labor, environmentalists, and a group that is concerned about the environment and jobs, and it's a lot of different things all put into one.
All right, so we've set this up to talk about the 25 by 25 ballot initiative that folks will be voting on in November. Tell us about that from your perspective.
Well, from our perspective, it's a reckless initiative. This 25 by 25 actually changes the Constitution of Michigan. In the Constitution of Michigan, it already has a says that energy policy is determined by the legislature. So the legislature sets energy policy. They did just that in 2008 with a overwhelming bipartisan majority. They passed a 10% by 2015 renewable energy standard. Now, we haven't even reached that standard, and we haven't reached 2015 and 10% to see what that's going to do to the landscape. To change the Constitution and bypass the legislature, which is called for in the Constitution, and put a mandate, actually energy policy into the Constitution, a governing body, a governing document, would be just wrong to do. It's reckless. It's not something. No state in the country has done this.
Why is it being done?
Well, there's a lot of outside money coming in pushing this. For example, there's, I believe it's about $2.3 million is the budget, $2.3 million, I believe, is what the budget is for this initiative to get this ballot, put through, this ballot proposal put through. About $1.4 million of the $2.26 million is coming out of San Francisco, California. Now we're having another groups out of other states pouring tons of money into this to dictate what should go on in Michigan. That's not right either.
Well, maybe those folks, and I got an email on this, maybe those folks think that we're not smart enough to do it on our own and try to be proactive in this.
I think the residents and the people of the state of Michigan are smart enough to decide what's best for Michigan.
You know, when you talk about energy, there's a lot of division here. There have been some experts we've talked to that said that fracking is safe and that there is energy here in Michigan that would help us here in the state as well as help our economy. There are some that say we need to be more green. We need to look towards the future. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, don't get me wrong, utility workers, we're for green energy, but we want it done responsibly. It's just like anything else. You should take steps to get there, and that's just what's going on today. In 2008, the legislature passed the 10%. Let's get to the 10%. Let's evaluate it in 2015 when we're there and see what the next steps are to not even get to the goal of what was already established and then to more than double, 2.5 times that goal and embedded in the Constitution is just reckless.
Well, isn't it good planning, though, to try and set goals high for the future?
It's good planning to set goals. It's good planning to have goals that that can be changed based on facts and studies. To have a goal embedded in the Constitution, you don't change that easily. That is something that no matter what happens, you've got to obtain. You're talking, if you went by wind alone, you're talking 3,100 windmills. 3,100 windmills, it takes 780 square miles of land to put that in place.
All right, but look at all the land that isn't being used. Look at the jobs that could create.
Speak of job creation, there's a study done in Europe because Europe has done a lot of green energy transformation. And the study came out that for every one green job created, 2.2 jobs were destroyed. I don't think Michigan can afford to lose over twice as many jobs as what's created. I think that's a bad path.
All right, Steve, we're going to continue to follow this story. We appreciate your time very much so. Steve Van Sluten is the National Executive Vice President for the UWUA. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you very much.
7:42, it's the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. How's your morning going? It's cloudy here in mid-Michigan. We are expecting temperatures to reach 80 today. We'll have more on that when we return on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS.